This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And a good Saturday to you folks. I'm Belinda Skelton and you're listening to Atlanta Living, and it is an absolutely gorgeous Saturday, 83 degrees, 7 minutes after 1 o'clock. And when you think of Southern food, chicken salad has to be tops on the list. So we brought in Chicken Salad Chick in the studio, opening in Buckhead in early summer. And I have Lauren Fernandez in the studio with me. She's the president and co-founder of Origin Development Group. And you've probably seen Chicken Salad Chick around outside the perimeter, but they're making their way inside the perimeter early summer. So Chicken Salad Chick, and I've been tasting some of their variety, and it is absolutely delicious. So Lauren, thanks for spending your Saturday with us for a little while.
Thanks for having us.
Now, you have a very interesting background. How did Chicken Salad Chick get started? And it is the quintessential Southern dish, a good chicken salad.
It is, and it's based, like most Southern traditions, off a family recipe. And the story starts in Auburn, Alabama, with Stacy Brown, our founder. She was a divorced mom of two and trying to make her way, and thought it'd be a great idea to start making the chicken salad and selling it direct to some of her friends and family and fans of her good cooking. So she did that, and she started a little bit of a catering delivery service, if you will, and made all of the chicken every day in her kitchen. And one day she got busted by the health department.
Oh, they said, right? Oh, Stacy, where are you making your chicken?
Where's your license? And so with that became the first Chicken Salad Chick in Auburn, Alabama. It became a huge hit. And within just less than a decade, it's grown to over 60 stores now across the Southeast. And we are the proud developers, owners, and operators of Chicken Salad Chick in the Augusta, Athens, and Atlanta markets.
So where are you in the Atlanta area?
So we started out in Alpharetta, off of North Point, and then we opened one in Kennesaw. We have one in Roswell, right at Hardscrabble 92. We recently, this last year, opened Peachtree City, Augusta, and Athens in the fall.
Okay, so the one that's going to open in Buckhead, where is that going to be located?
Yeah, we are so excited. We've been looking and looking and looking in Buckhead for the perfect spot.
You can't have a chicken salad restaurant without opening in Buckhead.
And right?
If you talk Southern, Buckhead, it just screams Southern.
Well, we sure hope so. And this is a really special location. It's at Roswell and Wayuka Road, right there, next to the Ace Hardware. We're expected to be open early this summer, late June, early July. And it's a really special location. It's the first time that we've ever built a kitchen designed for catering. We are expecting to do some huge catering, and this will be our flagship catering location for most of the downtown, Midtown, and Buckhead area. So we are really excited.
Well, think about it. You're close to Chastain Park,
mm-hmm.
So people can come by, get their chicken salad baskets, and head to Chastain Park. And how many different varieties of chicken salad do you have? I know that I've tried, because I just picked up the pesto chicken salad.
Yes, the Lauren's Lemon Basil.
Lauren's Lemon Basil. Yep. And I just kind of stopped there because I ate the whole thing.
It's addictive, isn't it? So we have 12 flavors that includes the Lauren's Lemon Basil. They're all based off our original recipe, Classic Carol, which is all white meat, finely shredded chicken. It's fresh. It's never frozen. We make it in the restaurant every single day. And to that, we add just a smidge of mayonnaise, finely minced celery, and our secret seasonings, of course.
Okay. When I was talking to you and when I got your press kit and everything, I was like, chicken salad. Okay, it has mayonnaise in it. And folks, I think mayonnaise is the antichrist. I mean, I judge everything in life by how much mayonnaise it has in it. So I was scared about having them on the air because I could just see it swimming in mayonnaise. Because a lot of deli mm-hmm. chicken salads have just so much mayonnaise, it's just oozing out of it. But you have passed my test.
Yes, the technical term for our use of mayonnaise is smidge.
A smidge.
Just a smidge.
It only has a smidge. It's passed my test. I mean, honestly, it has just enough to what I call stick it together.
Yep.
And give it flavor.
That's exactly right.
But not enough to be swimming. And I can eat it.
Yeah, we let the chicken be the hero. It is fresh chicken. We We make it every day in every single restaurant that we have in the area. And
so there's no holdovers?
No, ma'am. We make it fresh every single day.
Okay, now you cook your chicken differently than is imagined. How do you cook
Yeah, so
chicken?
We get this question a lot, and because our chicken is never frozen, as soon as it comes in, we actually steam the chicken, which is a very healthy way to cook the chicken and make sure that it is prepared well and shredded to a certain consistency so that we can get it to receive those awesome flavors in the seasoning that we put in there. And so there's a little bit of a special magic to it, if you will, and can't let all of our secrets out of the bag. It is a family recipe, right?
So yeah,
but it is delicious, and you should certainly try all the 12 flavors.
And you said you use just the tenderloin part.
We do. We do. It's all white meat chicken.
Mm-hmm. It's delicious. So let's go through a couple of the flavors, and they're all named after someone special and someone in the restaurant.
Yeah, so Stacy, when building this amazing brand, started adding more and more flavors, and as she did that, and the original recipes obviously.
So she opened up the restaurant with just the original classic Carol.
Yeah, and then over time, flavors grew and evolved, and we just added Lauren's Lemon Basil, and we do have limited flavors that kind of roll through seasonally as well. But the really neat thing about this story is that it tells a story about all the women that have been influential in Stacy's life. And I think that's one of the reasons I really wanted to invest and help grow Chicken Salad Chick. And it was one of Origin's first, investments was that really resonated with me. As an owner, the most proud moment I have is when we actually create jobs and opportunities for women everywhere. So Stacy's story continued to live on through all of these franchisees who continue to grow the brand and create those amazing opportunities for other people.
Okay, so it started with Classic Carol. Mm-hmm. Who is Carol? She must be somebody really important to be the Classic Carol and the original flavor.
So she is the queen, and she's the originator of the recipe, right? And so from that original recipe, all of Stacy's friends, some of her relatives, like Kick and Kaylin's a great example. That's one of Stacy's aunts, and it's one of the flavors that has bacon, ranch, cheddar, yeah, right? Sriracha and jalapenos in it. I mean, we call it the kitchen sink of awesomeness. It is delicious. And some of the other flavors are named after real people too, like Fancy Nancy, which has apples, grapes, and pecans in it. So the nice thing about having these 12 different flavors is there's really something for everyone. You can't ever get tired of it. There's always something new you can try when you come in.
And I love when you brought in, I said, why don't you bring me a couple of samples? And I'm driving to work and I'm starving and I'm like, do I stop by Chick-fil-A? No, they said they're going to bring some chicken salad, but it could be loaded with mayonnaise, but they said it's not. But I did not stop at Chick-fil-A, thank goodness, because it was delicious. And what's so good about your chicken salad is that you can eat it, just take a slice and put it on a cracker, eat it. You could put a dollop on a salad.
Mm-hmm.
You can eat it as a sandwich. There are so many different ways to enjoy this chicken salad.
Yeah, your scoop can be made into a sandwich. You can turn it into a BLT if you like. We toast our bread. We also have croissants, which are extremely popular for the sandwich option. And now we offer it on top of a green bed of lettuce too, a nice spring salad that's got cucumbers and tomatoes on it. So there's lots of options. It's very friendly for many different types of diets and dietary restrictions. It's very paleo friendly. I know that's a really big concern for some people.
Oh,
and
yeah.
Gluten free as well. And for anyone who has those concerns, we have all of the nutritional information and the allergen chart in the restaurant because we are very sensitive to those needs of people who have dietary restrictions.
So you can either come in the store, you can eat in, take it to go.
Mm-hmm.
Cater.
Yes, cater. And we do deliver our catering, and we have concierge catering. You just call 844-41-CHICK, CHICK.
I love it.
Yep. And you get our wonderful catering director, Nuri, on the other end of the line, and she'll talk you through your order. We also have online ordering for people who order a lot, pharmaceutical reps, large parties, if you have to cater into the office frequently. And that is thechickcaters.com.
TheChickCaters.com.
Yes, ma'am.
I love it. So I want to go through, we're going to take a break in just a moment, and I want to go through the different varieties that you have, but you also have soups, homemade soups.
We do. We do gourmet soups twice every day. So we do a loaded baked potato and then rotate in a second flavor every single day. We have broccoli cheddar. We have chicken artichoke. Florentine. We have chicken tortilla. It's delicious.
And these are made fresh every day.
Yes, ma'am. Everything in-house. We make all of our side salads fresh daily as well. Our broccoli salad, our grape salad, our pasta salad.
Okay, give the locations. Now, Buckhead is going to open when?
We're aiming for late June, early July. So definitely going to be open for this summer. So we'll keep that posted on our Facebook page. If you like our Facebook page, Chicken Salad Chick Buckhead, you'll get updates and lots of contests from now until the day we open. We love to give free stuff away.
Oh, and they have great free stuff, folks. It's adorable. And it's on Roswell Road and Wyuka, mm-hmm. and next to
the Ace Hardware right there.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very famous Ace Hardware. Okay, you're listening to Atlanta Living. We're talking with the Chicken Salad Chick, Lauren Fernandez, and we'll be back with, if you have questions, we'd love to take them, 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. We'll be back with more Chicken Salad Talk right after this.
Now more of Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living.
Thank you, Scott. And Scott, you would be loving this chicken salad that we're enjoying here from Chicken Salad Chick. And it's time to give away the weekend prize pack. I'm going to give away, oh gosh, I wish I were eligible to win, a pair of tickets to see the B-52s with the Atlanta Symphony Orchestra on September the 14th at Atlanta Symphony Hall. The B-52s, how fun would that be? Oh, my gosh. Okay, Rachel, I'm going to give it away to caller number 3 to the contest line. Caller number 3, and our contest line is 404-741-0750. That's 404-741-0750. And we want to remind you to pick up your Sunday Atlanta Journal-Constitution for in-depth coverage. Plus, you can clip and save hundreds of coupons. I mean, generally, it's $200 to $300 worth of coupons that you can clip and save from your Sunday Atlanta Journal-Constitution. Okay, now, girls, we have several that are silent partners in the studio, but we have Lauren Fernandez, president and co-founder of Origin Development Group, and she is with Chicken Salad Chick, and we are talking about their new location that's opening up in Buckhead, and late spring, early summer.
We're going early summer. Are we going to call it? Let's call it early summer. It's going to be early July.
Early July.
Late
okay.
June.
Late June, early July. Okay. Now, you are going to give away a discount on
yes.
some catering.
Yes. If you call 844-41-CHICK or you go to thechickcaters.com and you use the code QUEENBEE.
After
you,
me.
For you, Belinda. QUEENBEE.
QUEENBEE.
That's Queen with the letter B, we will give you 10% off your catering from now until the end of August.
Oh, 10% off. That's awesome. You know what? I see a chicken salad, a new chicken salad being named Queen B in my future.
I will submit your request to management.
I don't know the flavor yet. I don't know the flavor.
I think we need to have an R&D session and we can make your own flavor.
Yes. I don't know what it will be. I don't know how to improve on any of this because it is so darn good. Okay. So tell us where this new location on Roswell Road is going to be.
So right next to the Ace Hardware, and we're really excited to be adding to that great shopping center already that everyone knows. It's anchored on the one side by the Fresh Market.
All you have to say is Fresh Market and Ace Hardware.
Right in the middle there. We're thrilled to be opening our first kitchen specifically designed to meet the catering needs of the Buckhead downtown Midtown area. I'm really excited to be opening in the late June.
Think about it, folks. If you're having a brunch, a lunch, any type of gathering, chicken salad goes with everything. And they can do so much that can enhance your party and your gathering. So Chicken Salad Chick. We're going to take our break. When we come back, we can take calls if you have them about Chicken Salad Chick. And we're going to go over the flavors so you know what's on the menu so you'll know what you want when you go in. 404-872-0750. That's 404-872-0750. More chicken salad talk coming your way next.
This is News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB. And this is Atlanta. The food, the wine, the entertainment, the lifestyle. This is Belinda Skelton's Atlanta Living, sponsored by Vane Innovations.
And welcome back to Atlanta Living. I'm your host, Belinda Skelton. And if you haven't had lunch yet, well, we're going to make you absolutely starving because we have in the studio Chicken Sally Chick, Lauren Fernandez, and we've been going over how they got started and their great beginning, and now it's time to go over their different varieties of chicken salad, things that you wouldn't think to put together in a chicken salad. So they have and they're named after particular important people in the owner's life, which I think is a wonderful testament to how this company got its beginning.
Agree.
And so let's just start from the beginning, the traditional, how just everything is based off of.
Right. So our classic Carol's scoop is under 400 calories. It's all white meat, fresh, finely shredded chicken. It's got really just a very fine mince of celery in there, so you don't even really notice there. Really not at all. Not chunky. It's got just a smidge. Remember, the technical term is smidge of mayonnaise.
Because if you think mayonnaise is antichrist like I do, then this is the chicken salad for you.
Right. And it, of course, is topped off with our secret seasoning that is just unbelievably delicious. It's where the magic happens. Yeah.
So it's not just salt and pepper.
Right. And we use that classic Carol recipe that we make every day in each of our locations here in Atlanta to then create every single morning before the restaurant opens 12 flavors, right? So there's the 11 additional flavors from classic Carol on, and then we also sometimes even have a limited edition flavor. So there's one coming this summer soon.
Oh, of course.
I'm really excited. It'll be out soon, but stay tuned for that one. But some of our most popular flavors, they're basically broken down into four categories, right? We have our traditional chicken salad flavors, which are that classic Carol and our Olivia's Old South. And that has eggs, hard-boiled eggs, that are just kind of diced in there, and some sweet pickled relish. And that's a very traditional way to make Southern-style chicken salad for a lot of people. And it's a big favorite down here.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then some of our other categories, we have savory flavors, and we have spicy flavors, and we also have our fruit and nut combination.
I love the savory.
Yeah. So under the savory, you had the Lauren's Lemon Basil.
Yes.
Which is sort of like a pesto in there with a little bit of nut crunch. It's refreshing and also kind of crispy with that crunch in there, isn't it?
And don't think because it has pesto in there that it's going to be very heavy, because it's not.
It's not. It's a very light. It actually reminds me of summer, and it goes great on top of our salad. If you get the garden salad and just put it right on top,
that would perfectly be delicious.
Mm-hmm. In our savory category, we also have Dixie Chick, which is essentially, our classic Carol recipe with onions added. For those of you who like your chicken salad with onions, we have one for you. We have breath mints if you need them afterwards as well. We also have Sassy Scotty, which is one of my favorites. It's zesty ranch, bacon, and shredded cheddar cheese. And it is so delicious. You would never think to put those things in chicken salad, but that's a real crowd pleaser. People really love that one when they try it. Who doesn't like bacon, right?
Oh, I know. In your chicken salad, yum.
Right? And then the last savory flavor we have is a barbecue, and that's got a hickory-smoked barbecue flavor. It's not too strong of a barbecue, but just enough to give you that hint of that hickory smoke in there, and it is a little something different.
I didn't get to try it because Tim Bryant from our newsroom, that was his favorite, and he grabbed that one up and ran with
it. He sure did. He knew exactly what to go in for.
Right.
But the barbecue one is really great on toasted wheat or as a BLT, you could do a toasted BLT wheat. Oh, that's really good. And then, we have ones with fruit and nuts, which are really, really popular. And our most popular seller in most of our Atlanta stores is our Fancy Nancy. And that one has Fuji apples, seedless grapes, and pecans in it.
Oh, wow. I bet that is a popular.
Mm-hmm. It's great. It's good for picnics. You can eat it straight as a scoop, or again, on a croissant is delicious as well for that one. We do a lot of catering with Fancy Nancy, and also with Cranberry Kelly, which has the sweetened kind of dried cranberries in it and the slivered almonds.
Now, this is great for catering because it can be left out for quite a while.
Yeah, so it does well. It's all cooked and prepared. And of course, we keep it chilled and bring it to you chilled. So you get 4 hours of ambient hold time, as long as it's not blazing hot outside. 4 hours is about the time that we recommend, and you can always put it back in the refrigerator. Because we make this product fresh every single day with no preservatives added, you know, it really does have a stable shelf life of about 6 days.
Seriously, mm-hmm. I can, well, not that it's going to last that long.
No, it never does.
It's not going to last 6 days, but that's good to know.
Right.
Okay, and then you have Fruity Fran.
We do, and that's for the one, you know, that's similar to Fancy Nancy, but without the pecans. Also has apples and the grapes in there, the red and the white grapes, but also has pineapple in it now, which is a recent change to that flavor style, but really is going over very well. So it's really truly a fruity Fran mix. It's not okay. just apples and grapes, but now has pineapple as well.
Okay, mm-hmm. I'll have to try that one.
Really good. And then, of course, for those who like spicy, and this is definitely up my alley, we have our Buffalo Barclay, which has buffalo wing sauce in it. And that Buffalo Barclay is a real crowd pleaser for dips. So we sell all of our chicken salad by the pound in what's called a large quick chick. It's about four to five scoops in there.
And the scoops are huge.
Yeah, it's a 4-ounce scoop. So we're talking a lot of chicken salad, but you can buy that bowl of Buffalo Barclay and just stick crudite vegetables and around it like it's dip mm-hmm. or chips. And it really goes over well for parties.
Oh, what a great idea.
Mm-hmm. And we also have a jalapeno holly, which has just a little bit of jalapeno kick in there. With some kind of pickled jalapenos. And then, of course, we mentioned earlier Kickin' Kaylin, and that is just the kitchen sink of what I call the kitchen sink of awesomeness. It's bacon, ranch, cheddar, jalapenos, buffalo sauce, and sriracha sauce.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Mm-hmm. Now, something that you've put together that I've never thought to put together is two Southern favorites, pimento cheese and chicken salad.
Mm-hmm.
And you've put them together and made it work.
Yeah, so one of the things that I might do to hack the menu every once in a while is I order a scoop of the Kickin' Kaylin chicken salad,
uh-huh.
and I get a scoop of the spicy pimento cheese, and I put them both together inside a sandwich.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah, mind blown, right, Belinda?
I'm like, wow, how does that taste? Okay.
So good. Yeah, we have regular pimento cheese, which you can obviously get as a scoop or a sandwich. We also now have a spicy pimento cheese that has jalapenos in it.
Delicious.
Very good. And you can bring to a party for catering. You can get a cheese ball where we take a very large portion, about, you know, 10 ounces of that pimento cheese, and we roll it in crushed pecans and bacon.
Oh, you will be, if this is a bring a dish, you will be the hit of the party if you're having to bring a dish.
I get in trouble if I don't show up with it these days.
I'm sure you do. And then something that I am an egg salad connoisseur because I love egg salad and your egg salad is to die for.
Yep. And it's one of our favorite vegetarian and gluten-free options. All of our chicken salads are gluten-free. But our egg salad's a recent addition to the menu, and it's been extremely popular. We're really happy with it. And just gives people yet another thing to try when they come to Chicken Salad Chick, beyond those 12 flavors, beyond our deli sandwiches and our soups and our fresh salads. And it's a real hit down here.
And everything you said comes with a pickle?
Yeah, every single time you order something at the Chick, you can get it as a scoop with crackers or on any one of your choices of bread, toasted if you like, or as a BLT. And then it comes with a side of your choosing, which could be any one of our side salads or our soups, et cetera. And it also comes with a cookie. So you get a pickle and a cookie.
That's a tremendous deal. That's a satisfying lunch.
For a freshly made meal, yeah, we think it's a great value.
And the cookie, let's talk about the cookie for a minute, because it's not just an ordinary cookie.
No, it's a gourmet buttercream frosted cookie, and it's just a nice little 2 or 3 bite nibble at the end of your meal, but it is quite tasty, isn't it?
And it just absolutely melts in your mouth.
Yeah, and we sell them in a larger size too inside the restaurant in our custom
great, of
chick
course
flour.
You do.
And we do them as catering trays as well. You can get them in the heart shape or a flower shape.
Now, you do a lot for the community.
We do. We do.
So you give back.
We do. So one of the things that makes Chicken Salad Chick very special is when we choose our next location for chicken salad, we're not looking for just any type of real estate. We're looking at the best place where we can really become, you know, the mayor, if you will, of the community.
Yeah.
Because we really like to get to know our customers' names. And the difference between Chicken Salad Chick and any other place that you could go to have lunch or dinner is we know your name when you come in and you get that extra charm and that Southern hospitality that we really pride ourselves in. And in doing so, we're really engaged and make sure that we give back to the community a lot. And we're very happy to announce that we just donated over $45,000 to CHOA, Children's Healthcare of Atlanta.
Oh, congratulations.
Thank you so much. It was a group effort from all of our general managers and our teams and our restaurants, and my partner, Darren DeVore, who also supported us with a generous donation to UGA Miracle. And when we handed that check over at CHOA, it was a real sense of pride. And as a group, my partners and I decided that we were going to back CHOA again this summer. And so very soon we'll be announcing another partnership with CHOA, another 3-month run where we're going to do some in-store specials and some other fundraising activities for Children's Healthcare of Atlanta. And that'll probably start in June and run through the rest of the summer and do a special little something for all the kids that we have in our lives, right?
Yeah. CHOA is very close to our lives here at AM 750 WSB, where we do our 36-hour carathon. Mm-hmm. So we've been doing that for many years running, and we'll do it again, I think, the end of July, if I'm not mistaken. So a great charity.
It is, and I think it ties in nicely to a renewed focus on not just moms and the women that we really appreciate in our lives with the menu changes. We also added and reformed our children's meal called A Little Chick.
It's so important to have a good children's menu. As a mom, you know, to have a great children's menu when we go is top notch.
Yeah, we have a lot of choices. My 6-year-old won't eat the chicken salad. She'll eat the grape salad, which she calls grape dessert, and we're so proud of that. But I'm still working on the chicken salad with her.
Right.
But she loves the mac and cheese that we have, loves the fresh fruit. She'll eat a turkey sandwich, which we have there as well, and really likes the new. They have Uncrustables PBJs.
Oh, tremendous. So where can we follow you and your success and where you're going to be next?
Please follow us on Facebook. Every single one of our locations has a Facebook page. And remember, you can find us at thechickcaters.com.
The Chick Caters. Well, you're going to be on my next speed dial for my next occasion, that's for sure. Chicken Salad Chick. And thank you so much, Lauren, for being in the studio and sharing all the backstory, and all my stomach is growling even though I've had a pint of chicken salad here while we've been on the show. Thank you so much. Breaking Chews is next, folks. Stay tuned. You're listening to Atlanta Living only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.
Now back to Belinda Skelton.
Welcome back, y'all, to Atlanta Living. It is time for Breaking Chews. Now, this is our weekly check-in on all the up-to-the-minute breaking news about local restaurants, chefs, festivals. I'm here with our favorite foodie correspondent, David Danzig, of the website BitesAndSights.net, also a food writer for Atlanta Social Season magazine, and, of course, BelindaSkelton.com. And the good times are rolling at a new place in Midtown.
Yeah, that's right. So I'm a Tulane grad. I've spent some years in New Orleans, and I'm ecstatic that Crescent City Cuisine is now rolling on Myrtle Street in Midtown over on near Ponce. And this is a wonderful homage to New Orleans cooking. It's a place called Bon Ton, not Bon Ton, which translates into good time, le bon temps roulé, you know. Mm-hmm. But this is Bon Ton, and it sort of reflects the nod to there's a Vietnamese influence in this cooking. And so Bon Ton, the dining room feels like this 1979 time warp. It's got loads of hipster attitude, and the menu is kind of like a Big Easy greatest hits. There's raw and char-grilled oysters, boiled seafood, including crawfish, blue crab, jumbo shrimp. They do fried seafood with oysters and crawfish, and their po'boys are perfect, Belinda. They're served with Zapp's potato chips.
Oh, wow.
And they're on the essential po'boy bread. They bring it in from New Orleans. It's a place called Leidenheimer's Baking Company. But my favorite thing I tried was they do these cherry wood smoked snow crab claws. And oh my gosh, they're amazing. The Vietnamese part of this shows up. They do a blackened catfish banh mi sandwich. Mm. And then they have a few other dishes where the Vietnamese comes in. And that's, you know, Vietnamese is part of the DNA of New Orleans cooking because of the French Creole piece.
Okay.
And you can, I've got a link up at BelindaSkelton.com. I linked to a really cool article about it. They also are amazing cocktails. They do Sazeracs. They have them on tap, literally.
Oh, wow.
They do an awesome hurricane and a bunch of other great drinks. I've got some pictures up at BelindaSkelton.com. You really need to try Bon Ton.
I love a good banh mi.
Yo, it's fantastic there.
Okay, where can we find you during the week, sweetheart?
Well, check me out at BelindaSkelton.com. Also, my handle on all social media is BitesNSites, and my website is BitesNSites.net.
Okay, I can't wait to see what you dish up for next week. You're listening to Atlanta Living, only on News 95.5 and AM 750 WSB.